If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And the best thing you can say about the construction on Milwaukee around Logan Square is there's an end in sight.
Spring of 26. And let me tell you, we're all going to be good for it. It's looking really beautiful out there.
And one of the worst things about the construction is the impact on local businesses.
Yes, obviously with any construction project, we see a little bit less foot traffic out on the corridors. And hopefully the restaurant and beer crawl will help.
More about the restaurant and beer crawl this weekend. And by the way, you don't actually have to crawl or even walk that much. There's a free trolley. More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Nilda Esparza is with the Logan Square Chamber of Commerce telling us about their restaurant and beer crawl this Sunday.
We have some of the best restaurants here in Logan Square and in the city, really. And so on Sunday, August 10th, from 1 through 5, we're going to be showcasing 18 different restaurants along our corridor to hopefully spur that foot traffic and then have some of that market visitorship stay a little longer in the community.
Yeah, that famous farmers market had to move because of the construction, but that has not kept people away.
We're seeing anywhere between 12 and 15,000 people a week, and we've got 12 more to go.
Yeah, that's the market that's developed a reputation for hookups.
I think that will be a forever thing here at this market.
So, Sunday, the Farmers Market in Logan Square, as always, and a restaurant and beer crawl to generate some traffic for the businesses who have suffered because of the construction. That's Sunday in Logan Square. Today in Springfield.
Welcome to the first day of the Illinois State Fair. Adventure awaits at every corner. We can't wait.
State Fair Manager Rebecca Clark says something new to the State Fair this year is a really big deal. Dill.
It is new tradition, I hope, with a pickleball tournament, because this is the Illinois State Fair.
Yeah, everything's food related there. The Illinois State Fair running through the 17th in Springfield. On the food calendar, it's National Raspberries and Cream Day, and it's National IPA Day. I bet you can get some of those at that restaurant and beer crawl in Logan Square on Sunday. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.